top of the hour, Friday, the 2nd of May. We didn't make much out of May Day. Will we make much out of Cinco de Mayo on Monday?
Yes, we will. Hola.
Why? Why?
Hola.
Why?
Because it's Cinco de Mayo and it's an excuse to eat tacos and drink margaritas.
Nah. That's foolishness. Yeah. Not me.
Do you ever have any fun?
Yeah, I have lots of fun. My life is full of fun. I spend all these silly moments with you trying to come up with names for TV shows that have the Pope in it. And that I find...
By the way...
The Incredible Pope.
I'm using...
Can you give Ken just a few seconds or go, Ken? Go, come on.
Oh, Battle Pope Galactica. The $6 million Pope.
Keep it coming.
Pope knows best.
Come on.
The fresh Pope of Bel Air.
Keep it going.
Law and Order Special Pope's Unit.
Don't forget SpongeBob Pope Pants. Keep them going. Come on. I know you have more in you.
Dancing with the Pope.
Yeah.
The Pope of Queens. The Pope Boat. Or the Love Pope.
And don't forget Michael's contribution. The Bionic
Bishop
Pope.
Show.
Mm-hmm. The Bionic Pope, the incredible Pope, and Super Pope.
Whose Pope is it anyway?
This all came about as a result. Good thing McFadden's not here. The picture that's posted at facebook.com/Good Day Show of Jennifer and her father. I don't know. Do we have the Jennifer? We have the Jennifer picture up, right?
I don't have the Jennifer picture yet.
Oh,
I've got
right.
The Michael Horn picture.
Anyway, so Jennifer and her father go to a technology show, a cable show. In Los Angeles yesterday, and there's this cut-up of the Pope.
Can't tell it's a cut-up.
So
actually,
it's a pretty good likeness of the Pope, and the people want their picture taken. You ever see anything as silly as people go to the wax museum?
I heard that there was a line to take pictures of this Pope.
It's foolish. It's
people
so foolish.
People were going crazy.
Anyway, it was kind of fun. So you asked if I have fun. Yes,
okay.
I do have fun. But I don't always have fun because sometimes we get wrapped up around things like the plane, Flight 370. Just when you thought there was really... nothing else
that
to say.
That it was over.
Mm-hmm. Right. The government of Malaysia says they are going to consider the possibility of sending a ship into the Bay of Bengal to look for the plane there. The more smoke there is, the less fire there is. The search has been completely negative all the way around, up, down, sideways, no matter where they go. So now... the odds of finding the flight in the Bay of Bengal, highly unlikely, says pretty much everybody in the government, even in Malaysia, but they said, okay, we'll send a ship there anyway. So what's the ship going to do? Are they going to have the resources of the Australian government, of the American government, of the Chinese government? Because those are the entities that have actually been looking for the plane. The Malaysians haven't sent, they don't have any way of looking around for this stuff. So they expect everybody to jump in and figure out the story. What happens if Flight 370 is never found? How long has it been? A month and a half? Been searching around for this Boeing 777?
It's almost 2 months, I think.
Yeah, it's
right.
Been a while.
Yeah. Okay, so under the circumstance, we have that Bluefin submarine going around looking for the plane. Is that going to go to the Bay of Bengal and see if... Again, the Prime Minister of Malaysia said that the government is still not prepared to declare the plane lost, that they still want to have the people, the families, have hope. Meanwhile, I don't know if we have this or not, Michael. I forgot to ask you to nose around for the audio. That was basically the chatter, standard radio chatter between the airplane, the ground control people, repeating the identifying number of the flight. I mean, pretty much what goes on in a plane. I've explained how this goes. And if you, by the way, ever fly on United, listen to Channel 9. It's really fun, informative.
It's interesting.
It's interesting to listen to the callback, the plane that you're in, and the mix of other planes that are around, that are on the same circuit. There are usually a couple of dozen planes on each locator. And at the end of the 400 or 500 mile trek across wherever the plane is supposed to be going, it moves to the next air traffic control center. And they'll say, air traffic control Houston, change now to 103.2. And the plane will acknowledge that. Pilot will say, Roger that. And they always outro with the flight number, like American 2, which is Los Angeles to New York as it goes across the country, or Los Angeles, or American 2 Heavy, which would indicate a wide-body plane. And then another Southwest plane may come on, and I'm at 37 Southwest 418 on now, sir, at 370, which is 37,000 feet. That's the kind of stuff. And it's really very enlightening, and it's kind of fun to understand what goes on. And so what you're going to hear, if we hear any of this stuff, or if you happen to come across a circumstance where you have somebody playing this audio, it's pretty basic stuff. It doesn't tell you anything because there's nothing to be told. It's over. Done. Well, maybe not. It is not in the Bay of Bengal. It's still on the ground someplace.
Somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. And so this whole charade, and imagine the world community buying this charade. That's what I find pretty interesting about this. The world is so much more simplistic. We've become so dependent here in our country on the news media. We become so dependent on technology. But as a result of that, I think we're in general better informed than the average. But even if you have this technology around the world, that doesn't mean that you're better informed. It's kind of a weird reality. There's a clash here between the old and the new, and what people know and what they don't know, and how governments operate. And it's been a great lesson in how we think our government here is bad. It is. Can you imagine living in Malaysia and having that reality as your government?
Huh? It makes you thankful to live here.
Boy, well, in some respects, it does for sure. I'm thankful to be living here, not because of what happens regarding us and our relationship with the government, but the fact that you have the ability to criticize and hopefully change what the system is all about. 14 after the hour. May I help you understand something that is an extraordinarily great opportunity for you to get the best coffee in the world free? Yes, yes, yes. I said free, free, free. You've heard me the last couple of weeks extol the value and the virtue of BuzzBox Coffee, the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. BuzzBox combines the everyday habit that you have of wanting a cup of coffee here and there with a proven outreach system. What I'm all about is social responsibility, in a manner of speaking. And if I can help you get your mania, many of you have just this mania for a cup of coffee, and you're satisfied by settling for just any old kind of coffee. Why would you do that? Start your relationship with BuzzBox off by getting a free bag of coffee. Jennifer has been drinking this. Michael,
drinking 48, it right now, actually.
It. And how is it different, the BuzzBox coffee, honestly, Jennifer, different from the other coffees that you have been used to drinking?
It's less acidic, smoother, and definitely...
Is that because it's Arabica?
I think so, because it's shade grown, which we learned if it's shade grown, the coffee, it takes longer for it to mature, and that makes it a smoother cup of coffee, less of that bitter acidic taste. And I think it's just really rich when you take a sip of it. It's a lot of flavor, and it doesn't taste. It's weird because I never knew my flavored coffee that I usually drink every morning.
Yeah.
I drank it every morning until I drank this coffee. Then that stuff started tasting kind of fake. Like it just, there's more flavor in this coffee that tastes real than my fake flavored coffee. So I really like it. I've been drinking it every day.
All right. So no fakeism here. And as I said, your opportunity to get a free bag of this BuzzBox coffee. Here's what you do. You go to DougSteffen.com and look for the BuzzBox, orange BuzzBox, right hand side of the homepage. Or if it's easier for you, call 866-456-7805 and ask for your free, you can get regular or decaf, a free pound of coffee. You can roast it yourself, grind it up yourself, whatever you want. It's really your choice. So go to the Doug Steffen BuzzBox Coffee Box. And you can also, there's a very interesting relationship here between Amazon. It's an Amazon.com sort of system. 866-456-7805. Help your family, your friends, your colleagues to a better cup of coffee and help a great cause that's explained in the video in the BuzzBox Coffee Box at DougStefan.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
CD Devils, especially Marcus Blaze, and just in locations, Boston Beer, can be Boston Master, responsibly.
Hi, it's Doug Stefan with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
It's a 5-hour drive to Grandma's house. That's 10 car songs, 15 games of 20 questions, 20 answers to the same question.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Oh. And one stop to refuel.
The quality gasolines at Exxon and Mobil stations are the energy behind your journeys. They help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, too. For more quality moments along the way. Because the quality fuel here.
Are we there yet?
Yes, we are.
We'll get you there.
Grandma!
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more details.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Launford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Launford. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at Scott's.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Launford this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Okay, so with all of the negative information and attention paid to teenagers this day, the era that we're in, it's kind of nice to hear a story like the one that we have at DougStefan.com. This is really the sweetest story of the week. Basic bottom line, this teenager from Ohio takes his great-grandmother to the prom mm-hmm. because she had never been to a prom when she was younger.
It was too expensive for her to go. They didn't have the money.
Yeah. Is there anything nicer than that when you... He
took her to dinner at Bob Evans.
Yeah.
And he took her to the prom. And it's so sweet. She said that in her purse, she had her puffer and her nitro just in case to keep her going. And there's just a sweet picture of them dancing together. I think that's great.
Right. That's what you get the story at DougStefan.com. So our poll today focuses on whether you went to your high school prom or not. A, yes, it was wonderful. B, yes, it was a waste of time. C, nope, I've always regretted not going. D, no, and I don't feel like I missed a thing. So you'll take that poll at DougStefan.com hopefully this weekend. Our poll yesterday focused on self-driving cars. What do you think about them? 44% of you said, I don't like the idea of giving up control. 25% said you'd been waiting for flying cars. And good for you. 13% said, I might use it occasionally, just like cruise control. 21 after on Good Day.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing everything is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNlive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Friday, fun day. That's not all fun, but it ought to be. Every day actually ought to be a fun day as much as you can get a fun focus on life. And this may put you in a wonderful place. Our video of the day today, it's an unusual blues duet played by Paul Barton and an elephant.
Really?
Name's Peter. Okay. This is one of those things. The reason we call this or we put it in the video of the day box is because you really need to see it. But we have some audio. You can sort of, Kenny will describe a little bit of what's going on here as we hear the music and the audio from our video of the day today at DougStephan.com.
But you can tell who's playing what.
Yes, in fact, it's true.
This guy has his keyboard set up outside, and this is filmed somewhere in Thailand. And there are at least two elephants that are really enjoying this music.
Really?
One of them banging the keys with him, with his trunk, and the other one just kind of shaking his or her booty.
Shaking the elephant shaking her booty?
Yes.
Really?
It's very funny to see, yeah.
So if you're not able to see this or you haven't looked at it yet, what some of you are thinking is that the elephant is playing the piano with its front hoofs. No. It's the trunk of the elephant.
Wow.
It's moving.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah. It reminds me of a story I heard of pianos, and I'm trying to remember where I was this week. Somebody was telling me about, I think it was in Los Angeles, actually, last year. Weren't there a bunch of pianos that were put around in L.A. last summer for people to just play?
That was in New York. But
was
yeah.
it New York?
Yep.
All right. Why did I hear the story in Los Angeles then this week? What was,
well, because you like L.A. better than New York.
Well, I do. That's true. But I wonder if the same thing, what would happen? Put yourself in that position. How many of you, first of all, like piano music? Is there anything that's kind of neater that puts you, most music today has a piano element to it because it's such a descriptive kind of defining musical instrument. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You get right into piano. It's, yeah. very, it's so
and
unique.
You can play it in so many different ways
right.
to get the
so,
sound you want.
The idea apparently that surfaced with this, the pianos were placed around town. You could play them and there were video cameras around people just being shot taking a turn, if you will, at the wheel or taking a turn at the piano. How many of you have actually ever wanted to play the piano or tried to play? I'm raising my hand for that. Kenny, did you ever take piano lessons?
I didn't, but I've always wanted to play the piano, but I just don't have.
But your wife Lisa is an accomplished musician. She sings a lot professionally. Does she play the piano where she sings?
No.
But does she play the piano? Period. Does she play? You got a piano in your house?
We do have a piano in our house. It belonged to my mother, but none of us play it.
Is it tuned?
Not exactly.
No.
It used to be.
That was one of the things.
I took piano lessons. I
did you?
Loved it.
What, was it an upright or was it a, what do they call a big... The grand piano,
it
yeah.
It was an upright piano.
It was upright. And how'd you do? You have probably very facile fingers, I'm
I do.
Guess.
I was okay. I just didn't practice enough. That was my problem as a kid, being, you know, distracted by other things.
I can remember music teacher Miss Prescott, who would sit on the bench and play the piano for us when she was teaching us how to sing things or certain songs. And it was the most fun to watch her because she was having such fun. And then I think I graduated to the organ when I was singing in the junior choir at church and then senior choir and then off around the country with the Heidelberg Choir, watching these people play the organ, which is, you know, piano. The keys are all the same. It's just how the music is powered is different. But just I had such respect for people who could look at those things, hit them with their fingers, and listen to the music. It comes out of it. It's fascinating. So anyway, make sure you check out our video of the day today and every day at DougStephan.com.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing inherently wrong with telling your dog no once in a while, except that doesn't give him enough information. What are you telling him no for? I often joke when I walk into some homes and say the word no, the dog comes thinking that's his name. Instead of telling your dog no, no all the time, tell him what you want him to do. Dogs don't generalize well, so if your dog jumps up on someone to say hello and you say no, he may jump higher or may jump to the left side instead of the right. It's really important that you understand this concept, okay? When you're working with your dog, don't focus on the negative, because if you do, you'll get a dog that may react to negative. What you want to do is focus on the positive. So, for example, if you do have that dog that's jumping all over people, rather than saying, no, 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 bad dog, what I suggest you do is take the leash and collar out at that point. I'm assuming you've done some basic training with your dog, and use the positive reinforcement he learned early on to control the situation. It's never no, 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 occasionally yes, and basic training will make all the difference. I'll more next time. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Good morning, good day, good day, good day. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler are here with me on the Friday Good Day program. Richie and Roberta are both down at Love Fest or whatever they call it, Jazz Fest, Burp Fest,
Jazz Fest,
Eat Fest, whatever is going on down there. And it's our job to make sure you know what's going on in the world, to make things right, if you will. I want to acknowledge something that I oftentimes think of when I'm on the air with you, thinking about how people listen and what they hear versus what we say and what we think we're saying, what people hear versus what, you know, we think we're doing something. In the case of the Pope, I just got an email from somebody. Exactly. Yeah. And so, listen, you can tell I'm having a little trouble with this because I don't really know what to say to this person. There are some, both Kenny, by the way, and Jennifer are Catholic.
We are.
So it's not like this is coming from me, who is an avowed not liker of any religion.
Are we in trouble?
I had nothing to do with this other than the name of the program bears witness to me and who I am.
All right, let's hear it. What's
well, it just it was pretty interesting. It's these people are disgusted.
My honey, Pope.
So here's what's going on, or what has gone on. Jennifer and the television report. Maybe we could do, instead of a television report today, we could just do all the TV shows that have the Pope in them.
Right.
What we were doing is having a little fun, and I didn't even start this. It started in a break, and I think Michael was the culprit, if I'm not mistaken. But then it passed quickly.
We play these games with each other, kind of.
Right.
Because we have a chat room that the three of us go in to help, you know, exchange notes.
Supposedly, we're supposed to be preparing for the next conversation that we're going to have on the air. But instead, it's like playing Pac-Man in the so-called green room.
Right.
So anyway, there's a picture of Jennifer and her father posted at DougStefan.com or Facebook.com/good day with a cutout of the Pope at a convention they went to yesterday. So that started all kinds of silly stuff.
Keep in mind that this cutout was put in the booth by EWTN, which is the Catholic owned, Catholic operated network that's on cable.
Yeah, right. So anyway, the ideas that have come out of the mouths of these three are hysterical. As a matter of fact, I had to take my headset off because it was so distracting. I'm actually trying to do my job, that is put together the next group of stories.
You mean Homicide Pope on the Street and Monty Pope's Flying Circus is distracting you? So you think you can Pope? You don't like any of those?
I didn't say I didn't like them. I just kind of knew in my heart of hearts and soul of souls that we were going to get it in the neck from some so-called good Catholics, folks. We're just having fun. Right. All right?
And we've played this game before. As I think back, Ken, Michael, and I have played this game with another word, and I can't remember what it was, where you just replace one name of a TV or movie and, you know, put another word.
You can do that with your own name probably here and there. All right, so let's go to some other things that are going on here. A story at DougStephan.com today you may be interested in. Actually, this goes to my neck of the woods here in the Bay State, where we travel back to 1982. To put this story into perspective, the town is Marshfield, or as they say down there, Mashfield. Mm-hmm. Banned video games.
Uh-oh.
Coin-operated games, nope. Seligman said, nope. The ban had its opponents, survived various legal battles, and remained on the books until, this week. Marshfield residents voted 203 to 175 at their town meeting to overturn the bylaw and welcome Pac-Man back to town. What was the reason for the ban? The story in the local newspaper says it was because some believed arcade games attracted an undesirable element. Christian Science Monitor discussed the ban upheld by the Massachusetts Supreme Court. The rationale was, quote, the games are said to be addictive to youth, to the youths of America, who will sometimes skip school, spend unreasonable sums of money to play them. Sometimes it costs a quarter, sometimes 50 cents, said the retired narcotics agent who was a resident of the town, and he is the one responsible for proposing the ban. He said, quote, gambling and drug activity are connected to video game locations where the Utes congregate.
The Utes.
The United States Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal of the Massachusetts Supreme Court's judicial ruling on the ban, so it remained in place. There were attempts to overturn it a couple of times, defeated by town meeting. One of the residents finally helped overturn the ban after he got support from local businesses. He said, quote, they want the opportunity to choose whether they have arcade games or not. Let's give them back their right to choose. Big deal. Ruffled a lot of feathers, kind of like the Pope on TV has ruffled a few feathers here this morning. It's not bad to ruffle a few feathers here and there. It's good for you. Now I'm going to ruffle a few feathers. Everybody ready?
Oh, I love it. Yes.
Okay.
Ready.
This comes from a consideration that took place this week. I'm not sure we talked about this on the air. We may have off the air. The sale and possession and use of marijuana legal to those 21 and over in the state of Colorado. So far, so good.
Absolutely.
State regulators, lawyers, and health officials are now discussing regulations that will be put into effect to eat pot. Edible pot is being grown in Colorado.
Edible pot is not new. You know this, right?
I do not know this, other than the stuff they used to put in the brownies. I thought it was the same stuff.
You can make edibles. I'm wondering if that's the same thing. Or this pot that you can actually just pick and eat.
The lady who worked on the law, the lawyer that made marijuana legal in Colorado, says there is concern that people don't know how much pot they can safely eat. Quote, we're trying to make sure that the consumer understands what a serving size is for marijuana.
Perfect.
In terms of how many milligrams of marijuana may be appropriate to take in, whether it's used in spinach, used in your salad, used in your dessert. I'm just trying
this
to figure out.
You could get behind. You could get behind pot salad, I bet.
Well, I'm trying to think of.
I can see that. You don't like smoking, so that's out.
No, but think about this. What do you put? I'm thinking of the fish, a piece of white fish that I might put in the oven and cook. I put a little parsley and oregano and little things that come from the season closet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how would sprinkling a little marijuana, I'm not advocating this, I'm just wondering out loud, how sprinkling a little marijuana on the fish might taste?
Why don't you try it?
I don't have any way of getting, I'm not going on buying marijuana. Can you see that? The first time
Never.
I tried to buy marijuana, somebody
first
would
of all,
be right
in your
there.
Corduroy pants, they wouldn't even let you near the clinic.
I was wearing corduroys yesterday, it's a little chilly here. Well, I guess I'm using my mind in a alliterative sense to imagine what might happen.
How long will it be before there's a cookbook?
Right, the marijuana cookbook. And by the way, last night at town meeting, the fellow who sits next to me at town meeting had a conversation with me because we're talking about the farm and how to make the farm succeed. And I actually, this is sort of going on in my mind. The town of Framingham has been approved as one of the 20 communities in the state of Massachusetts to sell medical marijuana. But there's no place that's been approved to grow it. And a lot of people, not being facetious, have suggested that I grow it on my farm. The quandary that I would be in, I mean, I wouldn't mind growing it, but there's a lot of security that's necessary in growing. I'm looking at hydroponic growing and that kind of stuff. But would you think that it would be smart for me to grow marijuana? It has to be
smart?
In a building.
Yes, because people consume it. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if that's your thing in life.
Well, I don't know necessarily what my thing in life is. But it would be a way of helping to save the farm, which is what I'm trying to do. So would it be so offensive to people? It'd be so upsetting to have that? I mean, it's agricultural product.
Well, what's your community like? Are they supportive of marijuana?
Well, there's some people in the community that are supportive of marijuana.
Because, like, in L.A., there'd be no problem. In fact, they would think you were the next best thing, you know.
Really?
Yeah, give me a break. They'd
really?
Love you. Oh, please, you'd be a superstar.
So maybe I could down on Andrade grow a little.
Right, the government will probably give you a hard time, but the people would like you. That's why I was curious as to how your neighbors would feel.
I can hang it over the back, you know. I don't know if you've ever been to my house in L.A., have you?
No, you've never invited me over for some weird reason.
Well, I don't invite many people over.
Whatever.
So, anyway, there's the L.A. River goes behind the house, and it's a concrete river. It's not a regular river. It's a man-made river. Mm-hmm. And we have these sort of large, I guess it's a wooden wall, that I was thinking you could hang marijuana plants on there to grow it. I don't even like the smell of the stuff, never mind what it does to you. But if people have the right to consume it, then why not? And it's a legal product. Why not do it? Why not sell it? I guess would be my question. Something else we'll probably get some email on. Thank you for your attention to detail here. It's
the Pope and Pot. It's been a
Doug,
stellar hour.
The Pope and Pot. Can you imagine if the Pope smoked pot, what that would do to... Just imagine the smoke that... You know, when they have the election of the Pope, how do you know that's not marijuana smoke?
Stop it. Now you're getting terrible. It's not like it's Willie Nelson's tour bus. They're having a room with a fireplace.
Oh, God. 15 minutes before the hour. Monday. Why are you laughing still? You just want to
funny. That was cute. I was envisioning the pot. The popes.
The popes on pot.
The popes.
Okay. Where are we? 15. It's Mother's Day, a week from Sunday. You knew that, right? Not this Sunday, but next Sunday. And I'm suggesting you celebrate by getting a box of Sherry's Berries. When Meredith saw the Sherry's Berries in the refrigerator, she said, "What? Where'd you get that?" I said, "They're a new sponsor of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. They can chomp into these big, juicy strawberries with all kinds of chocolate around them. They're enormous berries. Dipped in white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, topped with chocolate chips, with nuts. This is the neatest thing for your mother, and it's inexpensive, too. you don't have to. She's going to think it's really expensive. And it normally is. If you weren't listening to this program, you'd pay a lot more for Sherry's Berries. This is the time of year to think seriously about helping mom understand how sweet you think she is with something really sweet from Sherry's Berries. Starting at $19.99, if you go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com, and in the microphone upper right-hand corner, use my code, which is good day. You will get the initial box for $19.99. That's 40% savings. And a $10 bill will give you another box. So for $29.99, you'll get something that normally costs about $50. Not a bad deal, right? Just in time for Mother's Day. Sherry's Berries. Your mouth is watering now. I know it. So don't wait. Order now before this Mother's Day deal ends. Call 866-FRUIT-02 to order or visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com, upper right-hand corner. You'll see the mic there. Put my code in, good day. Save some money. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, type in good day, order it now. The deal will expire midnight tonight.
He slips for the win. He scores!
Every fan dreams of this moment, but you're not just a fan. No, you're a face paint wearing, foam finger waving fanatic. Driving to every game, you were there. And on the road to victory, we energized your journey. At Exxon and Mobil stations, our quality gasolines help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, powering more great moments along the way. Like this one.
We're number one!
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more details.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-3-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated at staples.com/copy and print for details.
Time now to go to the world of television, and not the Pope's TV shows, but the real stuff. Jennifer Horn reports on the latest from some of the shows. We're all excited. Nobody really is focused on this program on anything but 24 coming back next Monday at 9 o'clock Eastern.
I know, the countdown has begun. Okay, couple of big stories today, Dougie. Fox News is denying a report that the network demoted Shepard Smith. You know Shep, right? After he asked Roger Ailes, who's the chief at Fox, about publicly coming out. Apparently, there was a question about his sexuality. The original report, which was published by Gawker, said that Smith was eager to acknowledge his sexuality, but that Ailes reportedly told him the network's conservative audience wouldn't accept a gay news anchor.
Are you kidding? Everybody knows he's gay. They've known he's been gay for years.
Smith then dropped the issue, but according to the original story, his request worried Fox News executives and dropped him. They dropped him from the prime
time
schedule.
Now, it didn't worry Fox executives. It worried Roger Ailes because he's a homophobe.
Well, Roger Ailes and Shepard Smith joined together and made a statement yesterday saying that story is just a bunch of bunk.
Really? Were they holding hands or anything?
Yeah. No, they did not. 100% false and a complete fabrication. Now, the daytime Emmy nominations were out yesterday, and one network found itself like way ahead of the pack. CBS got 61 nominations. That was the most out of anybody.
I think the best shows on TV are on CBS.
Well, the daytime. It's all daytime, not prime time. ABC got 30 nominations. NBC got 18. Syndicated programming on cable networks took about 50 nominations, 44 of those going to PBS and 37 to Nickelodeon. The most nominated show among daytime dramas is The Young and the Restless with 26 nods, followed by The Bold and the Beautiful with 18 nominations. General Hospital with 16. Sesame Street had 15 nominations. In Days of Our Lives got 14. The Ellen DeGeneres Show led all talk shows with 9 nominations.
Sweet. Good. Yeah. It's the best TV show now for daytime. I think Ellen's far and away better than The View and The Chat and The Chew and the Bunkum is there. 51 after the hour.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
To get away. This is the place and this is the time. Tom Parsons here, our travel expert from bestfares.com. You see Tom quoted all around the country in newspaper and magazine articles focused on traveling, deals, the situation with the airlines, all kinds of great stuff. I got a book this week. Meredith got me a book about flying, and I'm looking to see, I don't know if you know this book or not, Tom. It's called Cockpit Confidential. You ever seen that book?
Nope.
No, you should get it. You would like it a lot. You and I have that same interest. And in fact, we're going to work the baggage routine over first. If you are, this is the time of year when things get really squeezed. And watching your weight and size is one thing. What you put in your bags and how many you carry is something else to watch out for. Tom tells you how to deal with that just a moment here on Good Day.
I'm in Yosemite National Park to talk Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream with the Miller family. So how many itchy bug bites and rashes do you have?
33 bites.
34.
And a case of poison ivy.
It itches.
Do not scratch.
Miller family, relief starts now. Gold Bond has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone cream.
Ooh.
Plus aloe and vitamin E. It's fast relief on contact.
Feels better already. Who's up for a hike?
Look at the big kitty.
I'm out. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, this tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with Staples.com/copy and print for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If your hotel balcony lacks a railing and a floor, it's probably just a window. If you're going to L.A., don't book a hotel room in Tallahassee. If you want to book hotels from your mobile device, use the Hotels.com mobile app. You can't use it until you download it, but once you have, you've got it.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
All right, the obvious choice when it comes to information about flying, travel, trends, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, where the deals are, come from Tom Parsons. We're going to check out his website, bestfares.com. If you go to his picture in the contributors box at DougStephan.com, you will find the weekly specials that he puts together just for Doug Stephan listeners. So let's talk about baggage first and what the realities are. How much different is the system this summer as we go into the heavy travel season next month or so to what the realities were last year, Tom?
Well, I think the biggest one this week was Frontier. They're truly a la carte if you buy the lowest level airfare. They have two classifications, Classic Plus, and then they also have something called Economy. And now almost anything you do with Frontier on top of the price of your ticket, even though they do have lower prices for their check bags, where you do get zinged is they do charge up to $50 now for a carry-on bag. They're charging for seat assignments. They're charging $1.99 for soda pops. And if you would like to have an adult beverage, let's say a Bloody Mary, they'll charge you $6.99 for the little 25 milliliter of alcohol, and then you'll still have to buy the Bloody Mary mix for $1.99.
Yeah.
So it's definitely that section. But what's good about that one, though, too, the Classic Plus does give you one free checked bag. They also give you you can also get this more leg room, up to 5 to 7 inches more.
Frontier reminds
me. $75 more each way.
Frontier reminds me of, it used to be a fairly decent way to fly in and out of Denver. They were good competition for United, but they've gone the way of Sprint. Spirit, an airline that doesn't really have any reason for being. They can't make it in legitimate commerce and competition, so they come up with this kind of nonsense.
Yeah, but Spirit, be fair with Spirit and Allegiant, they're making money.
Yeah, well, I know. See, I don't have the same problem with Allegiant, and I don't know why. I've always thought Allegiant was an okay sort of second-tier airline. Aren't they? They're headquartered in Las Vegas.
Yeah, but they also still have all those fees.
They do.
Yeah, all those fees.
So Frontier, Allegiant, and Spirit all...
Yeah, watch what you do, read the rules, all that. Now, the other airlines, what they've done is jacked up their prices on there. If your bag is over 62 linear, it could be up to... It could be, $150 to $200. If your bag is more than 50-some pounds, it can cost you an extra $100. And if you want to fly kids, fly solo, $150 each way on your...
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains fucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.